Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Wow!
It's time for Speed Talk. With host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
And Pete LaFuchsia.
I may be weird, but I'm not stupid. Or am I?
You're not a freak, and I won't let you think that about yourself.
Why can't you deport my gibberish?
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh,
I'm ready for NASCAR.
If it has an engine and goes fast, they talk about it.
This is the show for you.
We have done things that some folks don't even know about.
Great in-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent. Incredible variety like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Bard.
He's our Joe Biden.
Ryan Newman looking for his first checkered flag since the 2008 Daytona 500.
Hello, Newman!
It's Newman at the line.
Yes, sir, baby!
All right.
Danica, we saw what happened in the pit. You didn't get a chance to talk to Ryan on the track. You were pulled away. What do you want to tell him?
Probably best that I get down there anyway, isn't it?
Go on, cry home to your mama. She waiting for you.
Through the final two quarters, J.R. Hildebrand. Careful of traffic. He's got to get around the left. Traffic. 100
gears. No!
You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
We're racing for the big money, and we're racing for points, and we're racing for the all-inclusive NHRA Full Throttle World Championship, which is just huge in itself.
Okay, I'm not sure what that first part meant, but that last bit was
pure evil.
I was driving around the racetrack, driving with my knee, looking out the window at the fans and waving at them, and when I turned to look back, I ran head-on in the wall and destroyed my car to start finish line. That was embarrassing.
Well,
I was born to a racer, grew up around racing.
I am truly jealous.
And now here are the hosts of Speed Talk.
This romance just got interesting.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before. You people are amazing.
Cliff Tanner and Pete LaFuchsia.
Thank you, Rod Tanner. Welcome, junkies, to another great edition of Speed Talk. Wow, man, racing is back. We've all had a week off. Hope everybody had a great Easter. Check us out on the Laffy Cliff Radio Network. And go to RadioSpeedTalk.com, become a speed junkie, and we will be naming one of those later on in the show. And also, you can go to Facebook, type in Speed Talk and Radio Speed Talk 2 on Twitter. Guys, kind of an off week, but not even, 20 minutes ago or so, the 25 nominees for NASCAR Hall of Fame was released. Kind of interesting. We'll talk about that a little bit. Kenny, you want to tell us who all they picked this time?
Yeah, and I'm going to go alphabetically because that's the way I found it.
I didn't notice that till
Okay, we have easy for you to say. Buck Baker, Red Byron, Richard Childress, Jerry Cook, H. Clay Earls, Tim Flock, Ray Fox, Annie Bledsoe France, Rick Hendrick, Jack Ingram, Bobby Isaac, Fred Lorenzen, Cotton Owens, Raymond Parks, Benny Parsons, Les Richter, Fireball Roberts, T. Wayne Robertson, Wendell Scott, that'll get Pete all fired up, Ralph Seagraves, Herb Thomas, Curtis Turner, Rusty Wallace, Joe Weatherly, and Leonard Wood.
Right, so they didn't leave out the Wood brother like I thought they might.
No, they never. They won't, because they've been around for a long time.
I know.
But before we go there, I almost forgot. Joining us today, it's going to be a very busy show. There will be no 1 minute with the mechanic or Cliff's comments this time. I'm telling you, it's crazy. But we're going to have Bob Tasker III with us from NHRA. Roger Curtis is going to talk to us about the tire testing that went on in the fast speeds, man. I'm looking forward to the first race this year, guys. I don't know about you. And then Scott Smith with an NHRA and Lucas Oil Raceway. Hey, I did it.
You didn't say park.
All right.
You know, the sad thing is I said park in my head. When you said that, you go, Lucas Oil Raceway, and I go, park.
Back to the list. You know, I apologize, folks, for this. This is going to be a very fast show, and we'll have our predictions back and all that good stuff as well.
And we'll revisit this list later. Maybe we'll do a whole webisode or whatever we're calling it, talking about our predictions. For a
couple of new guys up that I noticed right off the top, Wendell Scott and you know, obviously – the first African-American to win, and you know, a great guy anyway. As far as I'm concerned, he should have been on there from
first,
the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
But, at Rusty Wallace, I was kind of surprised by that. I didn't realize that he was eligible this year, but he's there.
Yeah. Well, and then the other thing, you're missing a first on the list, first female, Annie France. She's the first female to be nominated.
I missed that one.
So
you're right.
There's two right there. We've got some others. Basically, 20 people that were on the list last year are there. Cotton Owens, I just like his name. And plus, the guy looks like my great uncle. So,
Kenny, any surprises for you on the list this time?
No. A couple names that I had long forgotten about, and a couple that I really didn't know anything about. Ralph Seagraves, but he was with R.J. Reynolds during the heyday of popularity through the Winston Cup. Kind of thing. I'd never even heard of him before. T. Wayne Robertson is another one with R.J. Reynolds Cup that I hadn't heard of.
So that's all that they're
the rest of them, I've got some little bit of handle on them, their history or what they've done or hadn't done or what the Bobby Isaac, I like that, but he's got a strange story about crawling out of a race car one time.
Well, you know what's interesting about this list is now we're seeing other people outside of just crew chiefs and drivers, which leads me to believe, and this is the one that struck me, and I said this last year, is I hope they open it up to broadcasters, because Barney Hall and some of the other guys from MRN and PRN and all them, they deserve to be in there too, because they've done some great calls for the races and all that. And then some guys that have done TV, I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Well, I can tell you a couple off the top of your head. Is Chris Economaki was huge, and then the guy who actually sold NASCAR to CBS, Ken Squire, who was the voice of NASCAR
Ken
forever.
But they're the big name on here. You want to talk about, even though he's not being known for his broadcasting ability, Benny Parsons. I still miss that guy.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite broadcasters. And actually, I'm surprised he's not in there now. I would have thought Benny Parsons would have made it in just before Darrell Waltrip. That's my thought. I mean, if you were to put him on a tier, not that Darrell didn't belong in there.
Because NASCAR couldn't handle him crying for him.
Oh, yeah, I believe
that. Or you know why, though? In reality, it's probably because Darrell's here and Benny's not.
Yeah, exactly.
And Benny's personality, as big as it was, and as wonderful it was, and as helpful as it was, is in our memory, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
He's in our memory, and he wasn't really popular with some of the drivers either.
Oh, I know. But I mean, he did something up until then nobody else had done. Didn't he win two back? He was... He was the first one to go back to back, wasn't he? Or championships?
Buck Baker's did that way back.
Okay, I'm thinking something different. Oh, Benny did win a championship. I think Benny won his championship with no wins that year. Is that what it was? He did something spectacular in his championship year, didn't he?
Benny Parsons was the first one to win three back-to-back championships, wasn't he?
No, that was Yarborough.
That was Yarborough.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize for that. So, interesting. I don't know. I understand that Annie France did help build NASCAR. I'm not sure if I really agree with the fact that she should be on that list as of right now. I mean, obviously her husband was the one that built NASCAR.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's kind of weird, and maybe it's just is that the lock on making sure every France member gets in there.
Yeah, they own it.
Yeah,
they do, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, is it time for that, or is that one of those posthumous ones that should be?
You know, well, and here's another thing. Since they're only putting in five a year, I think if I was part of the committee, I would literally weigh, okay, who do we still have around that may not be around one or two more years? Okay, Richard Childress can wait another year or two. Rusty Wallace can wait a couple years. But, you know, we already know Rusty's going to make a first ballot. If I'm a betting man right now, I will bet you a dollar and a Coke that he will be on, in this year.
That's what everybody said about Darryl Waltrip, and he didn't make the first
one. I'll take that bet. Okay. Can I have a cherry too. Coke on that or a cherry Diet Coke?
I will do the same.
We'll get into this more, and we'll argue.
Yeah, we'll have to go as we get closer, but I just thought I'd bring that up. Like I said, we were just literally preparing for the show and came out like 20 minutes
in the list, yeah.
So we were kind of going through it and going over it.
And somebody's going, hey, that was on Wednesday. Yes, we record on Wednesday nights,
yeah.
Folks.
Well, hey, don't forget. Yeah, that's right, because we have to do it because our affiliates
needed
all over
by then, yeah.
And we want to thank them again, too. All right, folks, we need to go ahead and take a break. Hang on for a heck of a ride. Bob Tasker, Roger Curtis, Scott Smith coming up. You're listening to
Speed Talk.
Someday. It's when you're finally going to get around to those home improvements. At Wells Fargo, we've learned there's never a spot on your calendar for someday, but there's always one for today. A home equity account from Wells Fargo is a great way to pay for important things like putting your kids through college or that master bedroom you've been thinking about. Why wait for someday? Ask about a home equity account from Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway and a fellow race fan. There's only so much time and money to do the things you really love in life. That's why we're making sure your time at the track this summer is better than ever. MIS is dedicated to delivering exciting NASCAR racing and a great escape with friends and family. You've earned your fun this summer, and MIS is committed to making sure you get it. We'll see you at the track. Michigan International Speedway. It's your speed.
Hey, this is Joey Logano. You're listening to Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete.
All right, we're now joined by one of our great friends from the NHRA circuit in the Funny Car Division, Bob Tasker, the third Bob. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, guys? Great to be on the show.
Hey, man, we always love having you on. Pretty soon here, you're going to be a co-host. You keep showing up here like this, bud.
Hey, listen, anytime. We love to represent Ford Motorcraft and Quick Lane on that funny car. Came out of Vegas with a lot of momentum going to the finals there, losing to our teammate Robert Hight. And, hey, listen, we went to the finals here at the 4-wide last year, so hopefully we can do just a little bit better and take that trophy.
Well, talk a little bit about Vegas, man. I mean, you definitely got the momentum going on. That had to definitely make you feel better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Obviously, a little bit of a gamble there, bringing in Dickie Venables, and a lot of people questioning that, saying, gee, how are you going to get three people to work together, and you're changing your whole dynamic of your team. But the bottom line is that what people don't realize is that I've known Dickie Venables for a long, long time. Obviously have a great relationship with Chris Cunningham. This was never about replacing Chris or Mark. It's about building a brain trust. And, at the end of the day, we're competing against dynasties with John Force Racing and the Pedregons and Schumacher camps that have a established brain trust. And, these cars run on the edge of a razor blade, and, very, very small decisions make big, big changes on the racetrack. And I think Dickie will bring a little bit more experience to the camp and hopefully a little different perspective on some things. And clearly it worked extremely well in Vegas, and hopefully we can carry it on for the rest of the season.
Well, there's always going to be the naysayers out there excuse me, that try to make more problems than there really is. But it's like you said, man, it's all about getting a team together and getting that brain trust and just, developing from there.
Yeah, and and I have so much respect for Chris and Mark. These are normal guys. There are crew chiefs out there that have such egos that they just physically couldn't accept a change like this. But, Mark and Chris embrace it. They say, hey, listen, boss, let's get as many smart people together as we can. They realize that someone has to make a call, and at this point in time, Dickie's making the calls. And, I had a real heart-to-heart with Dickie. I said, it's real simple. The scoreboard doesn't have any friends. At the end of the day, it is what it is. And if the decisions that you make, if it doesn't work, then we got to go in a different direction. If they do work, well, hey, listen, we're all men in this room and, obviously want to see this car do well. So, obviously couldn't ask for more than what the weekend went. Well, I could ask for a little more. Could ask for the win against Robert. hey, listen, we don't want to get greedy. It was a great first step for us to shake the team up a little bit. Obviously, a lot of good momentum going into 4-wide.
Well, Bob, obviously, as you mentioned just a few minutes ago, that the 4-wide Nationals are coming up, man, and I know you did very well at that last year, and I know that's got to be psyching you up just a little bit, too.
Yeah, you know, it's an extraordinary race. I mean, both as a driver, as a fan, it's unlike anything you've ever seen before in your life. 32,000 horsepower hitting the throttle at the same time. You know, from a driver's standpoint, there's some differences in staging. Obviously, you're waiting on three people to stage versus one. But once you hit the gas, it's not much different. I mean, obviously, we need to get the car A to B, whether we're two wide or eight wide. So that part of it doesn't change much, but it's exciting. It's in our backyard. It's where our race shop is. We got a lot of friends coming out. We got Trevor Bayne coming out, the Wood Brothers. I've even invited Carl Edwards. I sent him a note. I said, hey, Carl, I think they run on Saturday, so a lot of the NASCAR boys might be in town on Sunday. So it's always great to drag race here in NASCAR country.
Wow. You know, you said it's not much different, but I got to ask you, you know, everybody was wondering, is there anything different, say, for example, you're in the middle of two lanes and you've got cars on each side of you. What did it take to get used to that, or did that even bother you at all?
No, it doesn't bother you at all because you don't even know the cars on the other side. The only person you can see is the person to your right or left. You can't see the person on the other side of the wall. It's too difficult to see with the relative to where you're sitting and how high that end wall is. However, what is different is on Sunday, as a driver, you got to get the car to the finish line. Now, if you see the person to your right or left and they're going through the lights, well, the show's over. It ain't no, it doesn't. You can stop pedaling because you ain't gonna win that race. However, in four wide, because even though the guy to your right or left might be going through the finish line, you know, the two cars advance from the session until the final round, obviously. So you have to get the car to the finish line. So that is a different perspective, and you got to almost reprogram your brain because, you know, you're just programmed to step off the throttle when the race is over if you're in trouble, obviously. Whereas in the four wide, you got to get that thing to the finish line unless it's upside down or on fire. And even if it's on fire, as long as it's not that hot, you got to get that thing to the finish line because you have no idea what's going on in the other two lanes.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, you touched on it a little bit, and I just brought up something I guess I never really realized or didn't pay attention to in the past, but when you do the four-wide racing like that, does it go by speed or, you know, when you're going through the qualifications and all that, who gets lane choice?
Yes, yeah, it goes by ET. So the quickest car of the prior session, or obviously the quickest car in qualifying, gets first choice, second, third, fourth. So it goes down the ladder from there, but it's set off of ET, and then obviously if ET is the same, it'll go to speed.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob, if you don't mind me asking. How do you feel the season's been going so far overall in the funny car division so far?
Well, I mean, hey, listen. One, we're glad to be part of the Ford Racing bandwagon. I mean, you know, you got every win this year is by a Ford. You've had all Ford finals at three of the four races. So it's great to be a part of that program with our performance in Vegas. I said going into the season, it's going to be the most competitive funny car season in the history of the sport. And I say that because there's over 16 touring cars, all more than capable of making the top 10. And then once you make the top 10, anyone in the top 10 can win the championship. So with all of that, you know, kind of going on this season, it was real important to us to come out strong and make a statement early. Unfortunately, we've done it in qualifying. We've qualified extremely well at every race. Unfortunately, the first three races, we went out in the first round for a variety of reasons. I mean, you know, we would have outrun most of the cars we lost to, but we lost to the cars that we raced, and that's the bottom line. So we shook things up going into Vegas, bringing Dickie in, two-time world champion crew chief, working with our brain trust, and it paid big dividends. We went from 11th in the points to 6th. We're 9 points out of 5th and only a few rounds out of 4th. So big move in the points for us in Vegas. I think we've kind of asserted ourselves coming out of that race as a team to keep your eye on. And we got to just keep the momentum going here in Charlotte.
Okay, Bob Tasker, I'm going to ask you this too. You know, since you're elaborating on it that way, to this point this year compared to this point last year, where do you feel you were? Do you feel you made big leaps or were you kind of the same?
Big, giant leaps. Giant leaps and bounds. This time last year, I couldn't sleep at night. I mean, the car just wasn't where it needed to be, wasn't qualifying well. I think we went a few more rounds to this point, but we didn't have a final round, that's for sure. So car's leaps and bounds. It's the fastest and quickest car I've ever driven. We've qualified better than I ever have in the first four races of the year at any point in my career. Unfortunately, the first three races, we just bobbled the ball on Sunday. But we got a fast hot rod. This Motorcraft Quick Lane team is very confident. You're probably hearing my voice, even more confident now, knowing that the shakeup that I made actually is going to work, and I believe that it has and will. And we got a championship-caliber team. I'll tell you this, okay? The 15-time world champion, John Foss, comes up to me in Vegas, stops in the scooter when I'm getting out of the car, and knew I was disappointed. And he looked me in the eye and said, kid, let me tell you something. Way you're driving, way your team's working, and now with Dickie, working with your guys, you have the ability right now this year to win a championship. And he's never told me that before. And John's not a guy of, just blowing smoke. So that gave me a lot of confidence, and I think it speaks volumes when a world champion, owner and driver comes up to you and says that.
Well, I got to ask you, are we talking about the same John Force that we both know?
Same guy.
I know,
same
I
did guy.
Listen.
John Smoke blow smoke up somebody's butt. Heck no.
No. Well, first of all, he will, but not in those circumstances.
No,
in those circumstances,
agree.
That guy is laser focused, and he means what he says.
Oh, I agree with you. I just had to give you a hard time. But,
yeah.
I got to tell you, Bob, man, we've been saying all along, since we've been talking to you a lot, and we've been watching even before you've been coming on the show, but you can definitely hear and see the confidence in you, and we've always said you're a guy to be watching out for, and I just hope you can continued success this year, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you some more this year as well.
No, absolutely. Hey, great to be on the show with you guys. Obviously excited about the weekend, and stay tuned. You're going to see some great things from this Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford Funny Car.
Yeah, we're waiting, buddy. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. All right. Bob Tasker III, listening to Speed Talk.
Miners trust the makers of Peak Antifreeze to protect their 600-ton ore haulers from extreme conditions. You can trust Peak Antifreeze's unique formula to help protect your engine from costly repairs. Peak Antifreeze, protect your ride, no matter what you drive.
Peak Antifreeze, when you peak, you win.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indie Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indie Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips, your pets can play while you're away.
Hi, this is Elizabeth. I'm listening to Speed Talk with my daddy Pete and with my uncle Cliff.
All right, back with a good friend of ours, Roger Curtis from Michigan International Speedway. Had a lot of good things going on in his track this last week with some tire testing. Roger, welcome on, buddy.
Hey, it's been a long time. I haven't felt the love.
You've got as much love with us as any adopted kid, okay?
Well, not only that, the phone works both ways there, brother.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, now I'm going to get a nasty email from Sammy. Why did you tell Roger he needs to call you more often?
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm going to go find out who my real parents are now.
Well, with that being said, We saw a nice video by Kyle Busch. Oh, no, we won't go into that. Talk about the tire testing going on, man. You hit some pretty high mile per hour there, bud.
Wow, yeah, I was shocked. I knew the computer model showed we were going to be a little bit faster, but it was faster than I ever thought. And they got up to, the fastest they got up to on a softer compound of Goodyear tire that they will not be bringing back to the races this year. But the fastest they got up to was about 221 going into turn one. Now, the tire that it looks like Goodyear is going to bring back, a little bit harder, a little more durable, should make for some great racing, but still, going into turn one, was at 215, and the cornering speeds around them was around 175, 177. And in talking with all the drivers, especially Jeff Gordon, he thought that in qualifying trim, we would officially become NASCAR's fastest track with a qualifying average well over 200 miles an hour.
Roger, is Goodyear going to make a special compound for Michigan, or is it something that they've used somewhere else that just works really well at your place?
You know, that's a great question. I know they brought between 6 and 8 different compounds and or sidewall construction on those different rubber compounds. So it's something that pre-exists, but I honestly cannot tell you where else they have ran it before, or if they have, if it's just something that they've had in their back pocket for a newly paved high-speed track that they haven't brought out yet. But it's definitely they had a potpourri, if you will, of tires, and they had all the drivers go out on the different compounds at different times of the day. And it is, you know, they talk about the drivers that come to test get a special advantage, and I can guarantee you they might get a little bit, but Goodyear works their tail off testing those tires, not necessarily setups on the car.
Do they, when Goodyear runs a tire test like that, do they take all the tires back to Akron and analyze them all after they're all done?
Yeah, they it's amazing how much equipment that they have that they bolt onto the car, right onto the tire, that they can get different measurements throughout. I mean, especially as they go through the corners and the G-force and, you know, the shape of the tire actually changing on the right, particularly the right side tires, as they go through those corners at such high speeds, and they can measure those things and see what's going on. They did that a lot on the first day, just kind of taking a look at the compound and what was going to hold up to those speeds. And then the second day, they did long runs, you know, 20, 30 laps, not quite a whole fuel run, but definitely longer runs so they could see how things were going to go at MIS on a long run this summer. So very interesting to watch. I had never been privy to a tire test, and I thought it was absolutely fascinating. And I guess the best thing of all, because the speeds to me are great, and I love it, but Jeff Gordon and I were talking, and I said, you know, you guys can go 300 miles an hour, and if there was no passing, that's not really going to matter. So the thing that made me the happiest wasn't the speed. It was the fact that every single driver said that we have two grooves already, for sure, which is very rare for a newly paved track, and they felt very comfortable that going into probably Saturday's race in June for the nationwide race, that we'd have at least three lanes. So we'd have the two, three, maybe even four wide down the front stretch racing that we're used to.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, is NASCAR thinking about restrictor plate racing at your track at any point, or are they looking to make any changes on the car itself?
No, after I talked with Brett Bodine and Robin Pemberton, actually just Monday, as recently as Monday this week, I asked them what their thoughts were on that, because there's been a lot of rumors going around. And I know a couple of the drivers, when they were doing the 220, 221, the drivers were getting a little concerned. Why 5 or 6 mile an hour difference doesn't matter? They weren't concerned at 215 and they were at 221. I don't know, but whatever. It's not me in the car with flying in there at that speed. But talking with NASCAR, they said absolutely not. No plates for the foreseeable future. That doesn't mean, I think they left open, you know, 2013 or on down the road if something were to change. But the reality is this, too, guys. It's going to be a lot warmer when they come back in the summer. I mean, sure. We had a beautiful week last week, no doubt, but the track temperature is going to be 30 to 40 degrees warmer. That's going to take a couple of miles an hour off for sure, especially in the turns. And I want to say this for listeners who are freaking out, either pro or con, about the plate racing, if it ever were to come to MIS, and I don't think that it is. It's definitely not this year. But in talking with NASCAR and with all the drivers, the plate racing would be very different than what you see at Daytona and Talladega.
Sure.
Because our banking, only being 18 degrees, they would still never go flat out around the entire racetrack. So you would not have the pack racing like you see at Daytona and Talladega.
So are you using any of this hoopla that's going along with the extra speed and all that in the advertising and whatnot to draw people there? It's like Michigan International Speedway, a faster race or something like that. Have you guys, are you using that to your advantage?
Yeah, we are. I mean, we feel pretty confident saying that we're going to become NASCAR's fastest track this summer. You know, Atlanta previously had that distinction. I think Texas was there for a while. 197, I think, at Atlanta, 196 maybe at Texas. Michigan was not far behind. Ryan Newman has a pole record speed of 194 here from, I think it was, oh, forgive me, early 2000s, 2004 or 5, somewhere in there maybe. But clearly, even with the warmer track temperatures in June and August, we're going to see well over 194, and I have a feeling Jeff Gordon's right, and it's going to be an average qualifying speed over 200.
Well, we talked about how excited you are about it, but from the point of view of marketing, how's that going to play out for you?
Well, I mean, people love speed, you know, and I go back to, you know, I told NASCAR, and I would talk to the drivers extensively about that second and ultimately third lane coming in. I said, I don't really care about the speed. Speed will sell tickets, but number of passes, a lot of lead changes, exciting racing is what will renew tickets. And we were very blessed with a couple of great races last year. And I think people also understand, you know, a two-mile high-speed oval like we were even before, the speeds that we're seeing now, it's not going to be always, every single year, side-by-side photo finish. Now, I say that, and Brad Keselowski is on record publicly as saying the draft will come into play in the Nationwide Series race, the Alliance Truck Parts 250 this June. And he says, in his humble opinion, he thinks it may be the best NASCAR race of all three series of the entire year at any track.
Wow. I would guess you'd say that was pretty bold. So you think it I'm sorry? Oh, I apologize. So you think it'll come into play there, but not on the actual Sprint Cup circuit?
Yeah, because the front ends of the Nationwide cars are so different. You know, they've gone ahead last year and introduced the new front ends there for the different manufacturers, much like you're going to see in 2013 for the Cup cars. So Brad was looking back at the race at Auto Club, the Nationwide race there a few weeks ago, which was fantastic race, and a lot of different lead changes and some very, very close racing, not just for the lead, but throughout the entire pack. And 2 mile high speed oval, even though it's not a restrictor plate, the way those new front ends are working on those Nationwide cars, it does lend to some drafting, particularly down the back stretch, but even a little bit the front stretch. And so Brad's point was, here you've got guys that are going to go way up top with this new asphalt, and the car's going to stick up top because we've got the variable banking, and they're going to get a run down the backstretch, and you may see a different leader every lap in the Nationwide race or close to it. So he was pretty enthusiastic. That was his take on it, not mine as a promoter. I hope he's correct. So we'll see.
All right, Roger, I know you're a busy guy, and unfortunately our time's coming up too, but you and I were on a guest show or a guest on another talk show, and I had asked you then about who was replacing your jet dryer, and you said you were going to find out that week. And any word?
No. No, We got some money coming. I don't know where it's coming from. Maybe it's our tax refund or something. I don't know. But we do have some money coming. It is going to get replaced. And in fact, for anyone who's interested, it still is in Daytona. Hopefully it's going to make its way to the Hall of Fame down in Charlotte, the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Or if not, the Henry Ford Museum up here in Detroit is actually interested in it. Now that they've got Trevor Bayne's Daytona 500 winning car, we said maybe a jet dryer from Daytona would be a nice bookend. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully by June I'll be able to answer all your questions regarding who's paying for the jet dryer.
Well, all right, before we let you go, also one other question. You always do something really nice for the fans a couple weeks out. Do you got a lead on which driver you're going to bring to the Michigan area to help promote the June race?
Ryan Newman will be here for sure. Maybe some others, but Ryan's definitely going to be doing some stuff and details to follow on that. And I know he's going to be hanging out with some fans in advance. But we've actually got a lot of stuff planned on the race weekend as well. Our fan appreciation program will be in its fourth year, and giving away all kinds of great experiences to our fans. Plus, we just announced this week that Big and Rich will be doing a free concert for all of our fans Saturday night after the Nationwide Series race, so be sure and check that out. That's a really huge concert. That's a $30 ticket. You get what Brad Keselowski says may be the best race of the year, and a Big and Rich concert, so well worth the trip up to Michigan, I think.
We're definitely going to be there for that, Roger. As always, it's been great, man, and we'll definitely be talking to you as we get closer.
Well, let them
all
tell
right,
them how to get tickets.
Me back.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we forgot to. Hey, Roger, let them know how they can get tickets if they're interested.
Well, yes. I mean, thank you for being a better promoter than I am. 1-800-354-1010 and mispeedway.com. And I'm on Twitter now.
Uh-oh.
You follow me there, MIS Roger.
Sweet. Well, Roger, as always, thanks, man. We'll be talking to you, brother.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
All right. All right. Roger Curtis, Michigan International Speedway, listening to
Speed Talk.
I'm Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway and a fellow race fan. There's only so much time and money to do the things you really love in life. That's why we're making sure your time at the track this summer is better than ever. MIS is dedicated to delivering exciting NASCAR racing and a great escape with friends and family. You've earned your fun this summer, and MIS is committed to making sure you get it. We'll see you at the track. Michigan International Speedway. It's your speed.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Another jam-packed weekend of racing, and we cover it all right here on Speed Talk.
This week we cover a lot of racing action, including the F1 in China,
IRL in Long Beach,
NHRA 4-Wide Nationals,
and NASCAR in Texas and Rockingham.
We're also going to talk friend of the show and president of Richmond International Speedway, Dennis Bickmeyer.
Cliff comments on the state of sponsorship in racing. Kenny takes a question from Toledo, Ohio.
And we name a new junkie from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Travis Geisler, crew chief for Sam Hornish Jr. in the Mobile One Dodge, and you're listening to Speed Talk with Pete and Cliff.
Welcome back. Got Pete LaFuchsia, Kenny Barr, Cliff Tanner here, and it is time for our predictions. And yes, it's a crazy show, but we're going to do it fast. All right, last week was off, so we didn't have nothing to talk about. But Kenny and I did tie the week before, and I'm still barely
and I'm
ahead.
Reigning champ for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Rub it in.
Cliff and I are looking at each other like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah. It's still a season. It's early. I mean, we're only at, what, number six for NASCAR and so on and so
something
on.
Something like that, but we're...
All right, we got to...
Flip up the picks on your magic screen there, loser. We'll see who you got.
All right, here
well,
we
we're
go.
On week nine of predictions.
Well, okay. It's a 36-week season plus. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but also remember that was the duels and we
I
also
know.
Did...
Yeah.
Anyway... All right.
Well, but then we picked the NHRA a week before the NASCAR started. So,
Sprint Car Texas. Pete?
I'm the winner. I get to say it last. You guys go first.
No, you didn't win last week. You were last.
We didn't have winners last
week. Or the week before.
Yeah, I was the winner.
Right there, week 9, see? Pete had an average finish of 3.75.
All right, Kenny, it doesn't matter.
Not to me. I'll
yes,
pick
it does.
All right, I'm picking Jeff Gordon. This
and
is
I'm going Tony Stewart.
That's a decent pick, but you sure you're locked in now? You know,
yes, I am. We were
waffling.
I just said it.
We went on.
Oh, I was super waffling.
Campy World Truck Series, Rockingham, Kenny.
Ron Hornaday.
Ty Dillon wins his first.
James Buescher's the winner.
Funny Car in Charlotte, 4 wide, and Kenny's going.
Force Racing continues their hot streak with Robert Height again.
All right, I'm going to go with our buddy Tasca, the third. He's coming.
Force Racing is going to win, but it's going to be Mike Neff.
All right, Top Fuel, Kenny.
Spencer Massey.
I'm going Schumacher, man. He's breaking it.
And I'm down with the Brown.
All right, IRL, the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach.
The guy with a really good-looking
Franchitti.
Actress wife. Yeah,
Franchitti.
That's a Dario Franchini.
Keedy.
Yeah, whatever. The red
He's
car.
Married to the chick from Kentucky.
Well, Power wins two in a row.
No, he doesn't. It's going to be Rubens Barrichello. Is that how it's pronounced?
Barrichello.
Barrichello.
You can't even pronounce it. How can you pick it?
Why do you think I had to type? Notice I got everybody else's last name. I had to put his full name.
And quickly, the last one. We're going to go with F1 in a Chinese Grand Prix. And Kenny?
Well, Vettel.
Vettel.
I was, you know, I usually stay with Vettel, too, because he is a safe bet. But I'm going to go with Alonso myself.
And Vettel's teammate Weber is the one who wins, in my opinion.
All right, there you have it.
Hello, this is Brandon Creasu, American rider at the Isle of Man TV. You're listening to Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete.
We're now joined by Scott Smith, the Senior Communications Coordinator for Lucas Oil and NHRA. Scott, thanks for joining us. Wow.
It's good to talk to you guys this year.
We haven't had you on this year?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I thought we had you on at the beginning of the NHRA season.
You might have. I've slept since then. How about that?
Now you got me worried. I'm like, we take care of our buddies, man.
No, we did it for the Gator Nationals, I believe.
No, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but anyway, Scott, you got some stuff coming up at Lucas Oil. You know, what's going on down there?
Well, it's going to be another great season. We've had one event so far. We had one of our street legal tests and tunes and a slick tire test for a lot of our local racers. And that was all, you know, with the great weather we've had in central Indiana, it was a great way to let everybody get out there. And, you know, all the parts and pieces that they bolted onto their cars during the course of the winter, get out there, get a hit on the track. So the season has started, and definitely looking forward to a lot of great things.
Well, obviously you've lost. We talked about it last year. You've lost some of the NASCAR stuff, but you've got all kinds of stuff going on down there.
Oh yeah, very much so, and it kind of comes and goes. And well, that was, you know, we're still, you know, disappointed about what happened with those events. You know, the oval schedule is still great with. The midgets come in the night before the 500. You know, it's always one that, you know, like you talk to Cody and Tanner Swanson and all these midget guys that live here locally, you know, that's one they definitely want to win. And then as far as Speedfest, that's still going to be a great night. Two nights of racing. We're going to have midgets and Silver Crown on Thursday. And then on Friday will be the ARCA series and CRA. So they're going to, you know, the ARCA series, those guys put on a great show last year. They are a great addition to the schedule and are ready to come back bigger than better than ever this year. So it'll be a fun two nights of racing in Indiana.
Well, you know, Scott, we've always talked a lot to you about many different things, but something just dawned on me when you said all that. How do you find time to work with and promote Lucas Oil and at the same time work so big with NHRA? How do you do that, man?
Well, it's definitely you know, a balancing act, and a lot of it is a lot of my NHRA, you know, Lucas full throttle responsibilities is when, you know, the off season and when things aren't as busy, you know, during the course of the season, but, you know, making sure that, you know, that each side gets represented. I mean, Lucas Oil Raceway obviously is a, you know, a pretty big and pretty historic facility. And then with the full throttle series and NHRA drag racing, you know, that is obviously a busy schedule and one that's, you know, definitely races across the country and keeps a lot of people busy and a lot of people entertained during the course of the summer.
So when do we get ready for the big one coming up in Labor? When Labor Day weekend? When do you start that?
We started that probably about a day after the one ended last year, or even during, actually, probably. It's always there's so much planning and forethought, and we're working on an event that's going to take place on Monument Circle, kind of a rebirth of the Fan Fest experience that used to take place on Monument Circle the past couple of years ago in downtown Indianapolis. We're working on that. With the inclusion of the Traxxas Nitro Shootout, which will be the top funny car and top fuel drivers battling out for a huge purse back at the U.S. Nationals, like a separate race within a race. So getting all of that put together and all the planning and everything put together, it's a year-long day-to-day process.
Well, let's talk a little about the NHRA a little bit, since you do, wear 17 hats for them. But, we talked to Bob Task a little bit earlier, talking about the four-wide racing going on at Charlotte. I mean, it's a huge event, but talk about that a little bit. I mean, how is it any different getting prepared for that than it is any other race?
I think it's probably a yes and a no type situation. I mean, yes, it's a little bit different, but... the NHRA has gone to great lengths to make sure that, everything is, as, trying to make it as normal for the drivers. Our drivers, probably more than a lot of others, are very much, creatures of habit, and the crew chiefs especially want to make sure that a driver is doing the same thing each time they do the burnout, when they back up, when they get to stage the car, and when they launch. And the NHRA's, done a lot to make sure that it's all the same, but I don't think you can ever replicate having, four funny cars, four top fuelers all lined up next to each other, getting ready to go. All that horsepower, all that noise, all that, excitement and energy getting ready to go down the track. The four wides are definitely a something that's on the bucket list of many drag racing fans.
A quick question here, bringing up to that. Are you happy with where the NHRA is so far this year compared to last year?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great season so far. I think we've seen a lot of, good competition and great battles. And in funny car, Robert Heitz won the past three races. But you'll see over the course of the season that teams, and it's the same in all racing, teams just get on the hot streak. And, his success right now in no means guarantees that he's going to be a champion in Pomona in November. And, to see what he's been able to do, top fuel has been great. Morgan Lucas, one of the guys, and this isn't a Lucas Oil thing, but Morgan having such a kind of a rebirth right now with an event win and great qualifying. And that team's kind of been through a lot the past couple of years. Has been really neat to see, and Morgan's just such a laid back guy and so easy going. But that smile, you see him on a Thursday at the track when he's just getting ready, and that he can't get that smile off his face. So that's been really neat to see so far this year.
All right, Scott, I appreciate you joining us, and I know we're all on time constraints here, but real quick, with about a minute left, tell the folks how they can go to Lucas Oil and see all the good events coming up and obviously get ready for the Nationals coming up there in Labor Day.
Yeah, definitely. LucasOilRaceway.com is our main, the track webpage, and that's got, all the race updates and all the news and notes and everything that was going on. We've also got a Facebook page, Lucas Oil Raceway, and obviously on Twitter as well, at Lucas Oil Raceway. And, those are all three great ways to get the word out and get everything going. And NHRA.com for all the NHRA action. And our NHRA Facebook page is really big with, giving good behind-the-scenes information and sneak peeks in these drivers' lives. So, all those social media aspects are a great way to get the word out.
Scott Smith, appreciate you joining us again, buddy. And as always, we'll be talking to you much more as the year goes along.
Good to talk to you guys as well.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it, buddy. Great. All right, Scott Smith from the NHRA and / Lucas Oil
Raceway.
Raceway Park.
I better forget
about the park.
Get rid of the park.
Kill me one
hey, you're forgiven, Cliff. We're old, man.
Speed talk.
In ancient times, hordes of people gathered to watch gladiators battle to achieve victory and honor. Some things never change. See the toughest competitors of the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series do battle at Kansas Speedway. Tickets for the STP 400 on April 22nd start at $59, and we have more seats for $99 or less than ever before. Bring your own cooler, and parking is free. For tickets, call 866-460-RACE or visit KansasSpeedway.com.
The Air National Guard is a reserve component of the United States Air Force and serves alongside active-duty Air Force members in times of a national crisis. With over 95 different career opportunities to choose from and 100% paid college tuition to any state-funded college, why not give us a call? Call 1-800-841-3103 or visit online at goang.com to find out more. The Air National Guard, guarding America, defending freedom.
It's been like this for weeks.
You just need a new battery.
That should do it.
That did it!
Bring it in and we'll bring it to life.
You need anything else? Okay.
Find every battery for every need. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Need a battery? Visit your local Interstate All Battery Center today.
Yeah, listen up, junkies. This is Jesse James Dupree from Jackal and the reality show Full Throttle Saloon. You dialed right smack dab on top of Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete. Ha! Into some but come on.
Welcome back. Got Pete LaFuchsia, Kenny Barr, Cliff Tander coming at you. Wow, what a show that turned out to be.
We take a week off and we get overloaded.
Well, you know, that's what happens because usually when you take a week off, no matter where it is, every racing circuit at the same time besides the race.
And is it also the point that none of us really want to do a webisode tonight because we're tired, so we packed it all in. Well, normally we would have thrown one of them on there. Or whatever we're calling the webisode.
That will be changing. Be stay tuned, folks.
Apparently somebody owns the copyright on that.
Yeah, we got some announcements coming up.
Radio Speed Talk Plus or something.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pregnancy test thing.
All right, but anyway, we're missing our most important thing going on here. It is now Pete's favorite time of the show. It is...
Speed Talk Junkie! Speed Talk Junkie! Speed Talk Junkie!
Can you do that without dancing?
Of the week.
Wow. That's it. We got to get it.
Come on, we got 2 minutes.
Hula dancer, it's out of control.
We
man.
Now have Davinia Davis has been added to our list. She's out of Marion, Indiana, and she listens to one of our affiliates.
Yeah, ESPN there, which is that one.
WMRI 860.
I'm pointing at the picture.
Wow.
Well, I'm gonna have to get a picture of our little wall, especially after we add, because we're gonna announce a new affiliate next week. Woohoo!
Which is good.
Yes, yeah. We are.
Davinia, we're still growing.
Davinia Davis, thanks for listening, and welcome to our Junkie Hall of Fame. All right. Again, I want to thank Bob Tasca III from the Funny Car Division of NHRA. Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway, came in and
Joey Chitwood's evil nemesis.
Oh, man, let's not do this anymore.
I'm going to have fun. That's almost like a cartoon thing.
Scott Smith, the communications director for Lucas Oil and NHRA.
Lucas Oil Raceway. I don't think he works for Lucas Oil.
I know. Well, it's the state of Indiana. They keep changing it, so we're just going to call it Lucas Oil Raceway then, okay? I apologize. Thanks to those guys. Thanks to our staff, man. I'm telling you, Tom Wolf, Josh Brewer, Rod Tanner, Ken Allen, Tim Vaughn, and, of course, ourselves. You can check us out on the internet, radiospeedtalk.com. Twitter us at radiospeedtalk2. Become our friend on Facebook. Type in keyword Speed Talk. And we're on iTunes, Speed Talk, a production of Laughing Cliff Media. Copyright, April 2012. All rights reserved. For Kenny Barr, my co-host and partner in crime, Pete LaFuchsia, I'm Cliff Tander. Remember, it has an engine and goes fast. You'll hear about it on Speed Talk.
Jump later.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis.
specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indie Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indie Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips. Your pets can play while you're away.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today.
Welcome, sports fans. Host Tom Marquis and the Balance team are ready to break down the past week in sports. We bring you that perfect balance of news, commentary, scores, stats, and much more. So sit back and get ready. It's time for the Balance.
Another jam-packed weekend of racing, and we cover it all right here on Speed Talk.
This week we cover a lot of racing action, including the F1 in China,
IRL in Long Beach,
NHRA 4 Wide Nationals,
and NASCAR in Texas and Rockingham.
We're also going to talk friend of the show and president of Richmond International Speedway, Dennis Bickmeyer.
Cliff comments on the state of sponsorship in racing. Kenny takes a question from Toledo, Ohio.
And we name a new junkie from Reading, Pennsylvania.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Wow! It's time for Speed Talk. With host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
And Pete LaFuchsia.
I may be weird, but I'm not stupid. Or am I?
You're not a freak, and I won't let you think that about yourself.
Why can't you support my gibberish?
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh, I'm ready for NASCAR.
If it has an engine and goes fast, they talk about it.
This is the show for you.
We have done things that some folks don't even know about.
Great in-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety, like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Bard.
He's our Joe Biden.
Ryan Newman looking for his first checkered flag since the 2008 Daytona 500.
Hello, Newman!
It's Newman at the line!
Danica, we saw what happened in the pit. You didn't get a chance to talk to Ryan on the track. You were pulled away. What do you want to tell him? probably best setting it down there anyway, isn't it?
Go on, cry home to your mama. She waiting for you.
Through the final two quarters, J.R. Hildebrand. Careful of traffic. He's got to get around the left. Traffic. What a gear.
You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
We're racing for the big money, and we're racing for points, and we're racing for the all-inclusive NHRA Full Throttle World Championship, which is just huge in itself.
Okay, I'm not sure what that first part meant, but that last bit was
pure evil.
I was driving around the racetrack, driving with my knee, looking out the window at the fans and waving at them. And when I turned and looked back, I ran head-on in the wall and destroyed my car to start finish line. That was embarrassing.
Well,
I was born to a racer, grew up around racing.
I am truly jealous.
And now here are the hosts of Speed Talk.
This bro, man.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Wow!
It's time for Speed Talk. With host Cliff Tanner.
You have a beautiful speaking voice.
I'm special and you're not.
And Pete LaFuchsia.
I may be weird, but I'm not stupid. Or am I?
You're not a freak, and I won't let you think that about yourself.
Why can't you support my gibberish?
From AMA to IRL and NHRA.
Sorry, gentlemen, I am not a fan of that.
Even NASCAR.
Ooh.
I'm ready for NASCAR.
If it has an engine and goes fast, they talk about it.
This is the show for you.
We have done things that some folks don't even know about.
Great in-person interviews and giveaways.
Incredible talent, incredible variety like never seen on any other show before.
Along with the ride, as always, is Kenny Bard.
He's our Joe Biden.
Ryan Newman looking for his first checkered flag since the 2008 Daytona 500.
Order, hello, Newman.
Newman!
It's Newman at the line!
Danica, we saw what happened in the pit. You didn't get a chance to talk to Ryan on the track. You were pulled away. What do you want to tell him? Probably best that I didn't get down there anyway, isn't it?
Go on, cry home to your mama. She waiting for you.
Through the final two quarters, J.R. Hildebrand. Careful of traffic. He's got to get around the left. Traffic. What a gear.
You can always visit the gang at RadioSpeedTalk.com.
We're racing for the big money, and we're racing for points, and we're racing for the all-inclusive NHRA Full Throttle World Championship, which is just huge in itself.
Okay, I'm not sure what that first part meant, but that last bit was
pure evil.
I was driving around the racetrack, driving with my knee, looking out the window at the fans and waving at them. And when I turned and looked back, I ran head-on in the wall and destroyed my car to start finish line. That was embarrassing.
Well, I was born to a racer, grew up around racing.
I am truly jealous.
And now here are the hosts of Speed Talk.
This romance just got interesting.
Incredible talent, incredible variety like never seen on any other show before. You people are amazing.
Cliff Tanner and Pete LaFuchsia.
Thank you, Rod Tanner. Welcome, junkies, to another great edition of Speed Talk. Wow, man, racing is back. We've all had a week off. Hope everybody had a great Easter. Check us out on the Laughing Cliff Radio Network. And go to RadioSpeedTalk.com, become a Speed Junkie, and we will be naming one of those later on in the show. And also, you can go to Facebook, type in Speed Talk and Radio Speed Talk 2 on Twitter. Guys, kind of a off week, but not even what 20 minutes ago or so, the top 20 or the 25 nominees for NASCAR Hall of Fame was released. Kind of interesting. We'll talk about that a little bit. Kenny, you want to tell us who all they picked this time?
Yeah, and I'm going to go alphabetically because that's the way I found it.
I didn't notice that till yeah.
Okay, we have easy for you to say. Buck Baker, Red Byron, Richard Childress, Jerry Cook, H. Clay Earls, Tim Flock, Ray Fox, Annie Bledsoe France, Rick Hendrick, Jack Ingram, Bobby Isaac, Fred Lorenzen, Cotton Owens, Raymond Parks, Benny Parsons, Les Richter, Fireball Roberts, T. Wayne Robertson, Wendell Scott, that'll get Pete all fired up, Ralph Seagraves, Herb Thomas, Curtis Turner, Rusty Wallace, Joe Weatherly, and Leonard Wood.
Right, so they didn't leave out the Wood brother like I thought they might.
No, they never. They won't because they've been around for a long time.
I know.
But before we go there, I almost forgot. Joining us today, it's going to be a very busy show. There will be no 1 minute with the mechanic or Cliff's comments this time. I'm telling you, it's crazy. But we're going to have Bob Tasker III with us from AHRA. Roger Curtis is going to talk to us about the tire testing that went on in the fast speeds, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the first race this year, guys. I don't know about you. And Scott Smith with an NHRA and Lucas Oil Raceway. Hey, I did it.
You didn't say park.
All right.
You know, the sad thing is I said park in my head. When you said that, you go, Lucas Oil Raceway, and all I go, park.
Back to the list. You know, I apologize, folks, for this is going to be a very fast show. And we'll have our predictions back and all that good stuff as well.
And we'll revisit this list later. Maybe we'll do a whole webisode or whatever we're calling it, talking about our predictions. For a
couple of new guys up that I noticed right off the top. Wendell Scott and you know, obviously – the first African-American to win, and you know, a great guy anyway. As far as I'm concerned, he should have been on there from
first,
the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
But, at Rusty Wallace, I was kind of surprised by that. I didn't realize that he was eligible this year, but he's there.
Yeah. Well, and then the other thing, you're missing a first on the list, first female, Annie France. She's the first female to be nominated.
I missed that one.
So
you're right.
There's two right there. We've got some others. Basically, 20 people that were on the list last year are there. Cotton Owens, I just like his name. And plus, the guy looks like my great uncle. So,
Kenny, any surprises for you on the list this time?
No. A couple names that I had long forgotten about, and a couple that I really didn't know anything about. Ralph Seagraves, but he was with R.J. Reynolds during the heyday of popularity through the Winston Cup. Kind of thing. I'd never even heard of him before. T. Wayne Robertson is another one with R.J. Reynolds Company that I hadn't heard of.
So that's all that they're
the rest of them, I've got some little bit of handle on them, their history or what they've done or hadn't done or what the Bobby Isaac, I like that, but he's got a strange story about crawling out of a race car one time.
Well, you know what's interesting about this list is now we're seeing other people outside of just crew chiefs and drivers, which leads me to believe, and this is the one that struck me, and I said this last year, is I hope they open it up to broadcasters, because Barney Hall and some of the other guys from MRN and PRN and all them, they deserve to be in there too, because they've done some great calls for the races and all that. And then some guys that have done TV, I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Well, I can tell you a couple off the top of your head. Is Chris Economaki was huge, and then the guy who actually sold NASCAR to CBS, Ken Squire, who was the voice of NASCAR forever.
Ken Squire, that's
But they're the big name on here. You want to talk about, even though he's not being known for his broadcasting ability, Benny Parsons. I still miss that guy.
Oh, yeah. One of my favorite broadcasters. And actually, I'm surprised he's not in there now. I would have thought Benny Parsons would have made it in just before Darryl Waltrip. That's my thought. I mean, if you were to put him on a tier, not that Darryl didn't belong in there.
Because NASCAR couldn't handle him crying for him.
Oh, yeah, believe me.
That, or you know why, though? In reality, it's probably because Darryl's here and Benny's not.
Yeah, exactly.
And Benny's personality, as big as it was, and as wonderful it was, and as helpful as it was, is in our memory, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
He's in our memory, and he wasn't really popular with some of the drivers either.
Oh, I know. He did something up until then nobody else had done. Didn't he win two back? He was... he was the first one to go back-to-back, wasn't he? or no, one no. Or championships.
What was Baker? Buck Baker's did that way back.
Okay, I'm thinking something different. Oh, Benny did win a championship. I think didn't Benny win his championship with no wins that year? Is that what it was? He did something spectacular in his championship year, didn't he?
Benny Parsons was the first one to win three back-to-back championships, wasn't he?
No, that was Yarbrough.
That was Yarbrough.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize for that. So, interesting. I don't know. I understand that Annie France did help build NASCAR. I'm not sure if I really agree with the fact that she should be on that list as of right now. I mean, obviously her husband was the one that built NASCAR.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's kind of weird, and maybe it's just is that the lock on making sure every France member gets in there?
Well, they own it.
Yeah, they do, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, is it time for that, or is that one of those posthumous ones that should be?
Here's another thing. Since they're only putting in five a year, I think if I was part of the committee, I would literally weigh, okay, who do we still have around that may not be around one or two more years? Okay, Richard Childress can wait another year or two. Rusty Wallace can wait a couple years. But, you know, we already know Rusty's going to make a first ballot. If I'm a betting man right now, I will bet you a dollar and a Coke that he will be in this year.
That's what everybody said about Darrell Waltrip, and he didn't make the first.
I'll take that bet. Okay. Can I have a cherry Coke on that, or a cherry Diet Coke?
I will do the same.
We'll get into this more, and we'll argue.
Yeah, we'll have to go as we get closer. But I just thought I'd bring that up. Like I said, we were just literally preparing for the show and came out like 20 minutes
in the list, yeah.
So we were kind of going through it and going over it.
And somebody's going, hey, that was on Wednesday. Yes, we record on Wednesday nights, folks.
Well, hey, don't forget. Yeah, that's right, because we have to do it because our
affiliates needed
all over
by then, yeah.
And we want to thank them again, too. All right, folks, we need to go ahead and take a break. Hang on for a heck of a ride. Bob Tasker, Roger Curtis, Scott Smith coming up. You're listening to
Speed Talk.
Someday. It's when you're finally going to get around to those home improvements. At Wells Fargo, we've learned there's never a spot on your calendar for someday, but there's always one for today. A home equity account from Wells Fargo is a great way to pay for important things like putting your kids through college or that master bedroom you've been thinking about. Why wait for someday? Ask about a home equity account from Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I'm Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway and a fellow race fan. There's only so much time and money to do the things you really love in life. That's why we're making sure your time at the track this summer is better than ever. MIS is dedicated to delivering exciting NASCAR racing and a great escape with friends and family. You've earned your fun this summer, and MIS is committed to making sure you get it. We'll see you at the track. Michigan International Speedway. It's your speed.
Hey, this is Joey Logano. You're listening to Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete.
All right, we're now joined by one of our great friends from the NHRA circuit in the funny car division, Bob Tasker, the third Bob. What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, guys? Great to be on the show.
Hey, man, we always love having you on. Pretty soon here, you're going to be a co-host. You keep showing up here like this, bud.
Hey, listen, anytime. We love to represent Ford Motorcraft and Quick Lane on that funny car. Came out of Vegas with a lot of momentum going to the finals there, losing to our teammate Robert Hight. And, hey, listen, we went to the finals here at the 4-wide last year, so hopefully we can do just a little bit better and take that trophy.
Well, talk a little bit about Vegas, man. I mean, you definitely got the momentum going on. That had to definitely make you feel better.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Obviously, you know, a little bit of a gamble there, bringing in Dickie Venables, and you know, a lot of people questioning that, saying, gee, how are you going to get three people to work together, and you're changing your whole dynamic of your team. You know, but the bottom line is that what people don't realize is that I've known Dickie Venables for a long, long time. Obviously have a great relationship with Chris Cunningham. This was never about replacing Chris or Mark. It's about building a brain trust. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're competing against dynasties with John Force Racing and the Pedregons and Schumacher camps that have a established brain trust. And, you know, these cars run on the edge of a razor blade, and, you know, very, very small decisions make big, big changes on the racetrack. And I think Dickie will bring a little bit more experience to the camp and hopefully a little different perspective on some things. And clearly it worked extremely well in Vegas, and hopefully we can carry it on for the rest of the season.
Well, you know, there's always going to be the naysayers out there excuse me, that try to make more problems than there really is. But it's like you said, man, it's all about getting a team together and getting that brain trust and just, you know, developing from there.
Yeah, and, you know, and I have so much respect for Chris and Mark. You know, these are normal guys. There are crew chiefs out there that have such egos that they just physically couldn't accept a change like this. But, you know, Mark and Chris embrace it. They say, hey, listen, boss, let's get as many smart people together as we can. You know, they realize that someone has to make a call. You know, and at this point in time, Dickie's making the calls. And, you know, I had a real heart-to-heart with Dickie. You know, I said, it's real simple. The scoreboard doesn't have any friends. At the end of the day, it is what it is. And if the decisions that you make, if it doesn't work, then we got to go in a different direction. If they do work, well, hey, listen, we're all men in this room and, you know, obviously want to see this card do well. So, you know, obviously couldn't ask for more than what the weekend went. Well, I could ask for a little more. Could ask for the win against Robert. hey, listen, we don't want to get greedy. It was a great first step for us to shake the team up a little bit. Obviously, a lot of good momentum going into four wide.
Well, Bob, I mean, you know, obviously, as you mentioned just a few minutes ago, that the four-wide nationals are coming up, man. And I know you did very well at that last year, and I know that's got to be psyching you up just a little bit, too.
Yeah, you know, it's an extraordinary race. I mean, both as a driver, as a fan, it's unlike anything you've ever seen before in your life, 32,000 horsepower, hitting the throttle at the same time. You know, from a driver's standpoint, there's some differences in staging. Obviously, you're waiting on three people to stage versus one. But once you hit the gas, it's not much different. I mean, obviously, we need to get the car A to B, whether we're two wide or eight wide. So that part of it doesn't change much, but it's exciting. It's in our backyard. It's where our race shop is. We got a lot of friends coming out. We got Trevor Bayne coming out, the Wood Brothers. I've even invited Carl Edwards. I sent him a note. I said, hey, Carl, I think they run on Saturday, so a lot of the NASCAR boys might be in town on Sunday. So it's always great to drag race here in NASCAR country.
Wow. You know, you said it's not much different, but I got to ask you, you know, everybody was wondering, is there anything different? Say, for example, you're in the middle two lanes and you've got cars on each side of you. What did it take to get used to that, or did that even bother you at all?
No, it doesn't bother you at all because you don't even know the cars on the other side. The only person you can see is the person to your right or left. You can't see the person on the other side of the wall. It's too difficult to see with the relative to where you're sitting and how high that end wall is. However, what is different is on Sunday, as a driver, you got to get the car to the finish line. Now, if you see the person to your right or left and they're going through the lights, well, the show's over. You can stop pedaling because you ain't going to win that race. However, in four wide, because even though the guy to your right or left might be going through the finish line, you know, the two cars advance from the session until the final round, obviously. So you have to get the car to the finish line. So that is a different perspective, and you got to almost reprogram your brain. Because, you know, you're just programmed to step off the throttle when the race is over, if you're in trouble, obviously. Whereas in the four wide, you got to get that thing to the finish line, unless it's upside down or on fire. And even if it's on fire, as long as it's not that hot, you got to get that thing to the finish line because you have no idea what's going on in the other two lanes.
Well, let's talk about that. You know, you touched on that a little bit, and I just brought up something I guess I never really realized or didn't pay attention to in the past, but when you do the four wide racing like that, does it go by speed, or, you know, when you're going through the qualifications and all that, who gets lane choice?
Yes, it goes by ET. So the quickest car of the prior session, or obviously the quickest car in qualifying, gets first choice, second, third, fourth. So it goes down the ladder from there, but it's set off of ET, and then obviously if the ETs are the same, it'll go to speed.
Well, let me ask you this, Bob, if you don't mind me asking. How do you feel the season's been going so far overall in the funny car division so far?
Well, I mean, hey, listen. One, we're glad to be part of the Ford Racing bandwagon. I mean, you know, you got every win this year is by a Ford. You've had all Ford finals. at three of the four races. So it's great to be a part of that program with our performance in Vegas. I said going into the season, it's going to be the most competitive funny car season in the history of the sport. And I say that because there's over 16 touring cars, all more than capable of making the top 10. And then once you make the top 10, anyone in the top 10 can win the championship. So with all of that, kind of going on this season, it was real important to us to come out strong and make a statement early. Unfortunately, we've done it in qualifying. We've qualified extremely well at every race. Unfortunately, the first three races, we went out in the first round for a variety of reasons. I mean, you know, we would have outrun most of the cars we lost to, but we lost to the cars that we raced, and that's the bottom line. So we shook things up going into Vegas, bringing Dickie in, two-time world champion crew chief, working with our brain trust, and it paid big dividends. We went from 11th in the points to 6th. We're 9 points out of 5th and only a few rounds out of 4th. So big move in the points for us in Vegas. I think we've kind of asserted ourselves coming out of that race as a team to keep your eye on. And we got to just keep the momentum going here in Charlotte.
Okay, Bob Tasker, I'm going to ask you this too. You know, since you're elaborating it on it that way, to this point this year compared to this point last year, where do you feel you were? Do you feel you made big leaps or were you feel kind
big,
of the same?
Big, giant leaps. Giant leaps and bounds. This time last year, I couldn't sleep at night. I mean, the car just wasn't where it needed to be, wasn't qualifying well. I think we went a few more rounds to this point, but we didn't have a final round, that's for sure. So car's leaps and bounds. It's the fastest and quickest car I've ever driven. We've qualified better than I ever have in the first four races of the year at any point in my career. Unfortunately, the first three races, we just bobbled the ball on Sunday. But we got a fast hot rod. This Motorcraft Quick Lane team is very confident. You're probably hearing my voice, even more confident now, knowing that the shakeup that I made actually is going to work, and I believe that it has and will. And we got a championship caliber team. I'll tell you this, okay? The 15-time world champion, John Foss, comes up to me in Vegas, stops in the scooter when I'm getting out of the car, and knew I was disappointed, and he looked me in the eye and said, kid, let me tell you something. Way you're driving, way your team's working, and now with Dickie, working with your guys, you have the ability right now this year to win a championship, and he's never told me that before. And John's not a guy of, just blowing smoke. So that gave me a lot of confidence, and I think it speaks volumes when a world champion, owner and driver comes up to you and says that.
Well, I got to ask you, are we talking about the same John Force that we both know?
Same guy.
Listen.
John Smoke, blow smoke up somebody's butt. Heck no.
No. Well, first of all, he will, but not in those circumstances.
No,
in those circumstances,
agree.
That guy is laser focused, and, he means what he says.
Oh, I agree with you. I just had to give you a hard time. But,
yeah.
I got to tell you, Bob, man, we've been saying all along, since we've been talking to you a lot, and we've been watching even before you've been coming on the show, but you can definitely hear and see the confidence in you. And, we've always said, you're a guy to be watching out for. And I just hope you can, continued success this year. And hopefully, we'll get to talk to you some more this year as well.
No, absolutely. Hey, great to be on the show with you guys. Obviously excited about the weekend. And stay tuned. You're going to see some great things from this Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford Funny Car.
Yeah, we're waiting, buddy. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. All right. Bob Tasker III, listening to
Speed Talk.
Miners trust the makers of Peak Antifreeze to protect their 600-ton ore haulers from extreme conditions. You can trust Peak Antifreeze's unique formula to help protect your engine from costly repairs. Peak Antifreeze. Protect your ride, no matter what you drive.
Peak Antifreeze. When you peak, you win.
Welcome, sports fans. Host Tom Marquis and the Balance team are ready to break down the past week in sports. We bring you that perfect balance of news, commentary, scores, stats, and much more. So sit back and get ready. It's time for the Balance.
Hi, this is Elizabeth. I'm listening to Speed Talk with my daddy Pete and with my uncle Cliff.
All right, back with a good friend of ours, Roger Curtis from Michigan International Speedway. Had a lot of good things going on in his track this last week with some tire testing. Roger, welcome on, buddy.
Hey, it's been a long time. I haven't felt the love.
You've got as much love with us as any adopted kid, okay?
Well, not only that, you know, the phone works both ways there, brother.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, now I'm going to get a nasty email from Sammy. Why did you tell Roger he needs to call you more often?
Yeah, well, guess what? I'm going to go find out who my real parents are now.
Well, with that being said, we saw a nice video by Kyle Boyd. Oh, no, we won't go into that. Talk about the tire testing going on, man. You hit some pretty high mile per hour there, bud.
Wow, yeah, I was shocked. I knew the computer model showed we were going to be a little bit faster, but it was faster than I ever thought. And the fastest they got up to on a softer compound of Goodyear tire that they will not be bringing back to the races this year. But the fastest they got up to was about 221 going into turn one. Now, the tire that it looks like Goodyear is going to bring back, a little bit harder, a little more durable, should make for some great racing, but still going into turn one was at 215. And the cornering speeds around them was around 175, 177. And in talking with all the drivers, especially Jeff Gordon, he thought that in qualifying trim, we would officially become NASCAR's fastest track with a qualifying average well over 200 miles an hour.
Roger, is Goodyear going to make a special compound for Michigan, or is this something that they've used somewhere else that just works really well at your place?
You know, that's a great question. I know they brought between 6 and 8 different compounds and or sidewall construction on those different rubber compounds. So it's something that pre-exists, but I honestly cannot tell you where else they have ran it before, or if they have, if it's just something that they've had in their back pocket for a newly paved high-speed track that they haven't brought out yet. But it's definitely they had a potpourri, if you will, of tires, and they had all the drivers go out on the different compounds at different times of the day. And it is, you know, they talk about, well, the drivers that come to test get a special advantage, and I can guarantee you they might get a little bit, but Goodyear works their tail off testing those tires, not necessarily setups on the car.
Do they, when Goodyear runs a tire test like that, do they take all the tires back to Akron and analyze them all after they're all done?
Yeah, it's amazing how much equipment that they have that they bolt onto the car, right onto the tire, that they can get different measurements throughout. I mean, especially as they go through the corners and the G-force, and you know the shape of the tire actually changing on the right, particularly the right side tires. As they go through those corners at such high speeds, and they can measure those things and see what's going on. They did that a lot on the first day, just kind of taking a look at the compound and what was going to hold up to those speeds. And then the second day, they did long runs, you know, 20, 30 laps. Not quite a whole fuel run, but definitely longer runs so they could see how things were going to go at MIS on a long run this summer. So, very interesting to watch. I had never been privy to a tire test, and I thought it was absolutely fascinating. And I guess the best thing of all, because the speeds to me are great, and I love it. But Jeff Gordon and I were talking, and I said, you know, you guys can go 300 miles an hour, and if there was no passing, that's not really going to matter. So the thing that made me the happiest wasn't the speed. It was the fact that every single driver said that we have two grooves already, for sure, which is very rare for a newly paved track. And they felt very comfortable that going into probably Saturday's race in June for the nationwide race, that we'd have at least three lanes. So we'd have the two, three, maybe even four wide down the front stretch racing that we're used to.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, is NASCAR thinking about restrictor plate racing at your track at any point, or are they looking to make any changes on the car itself?
No, after I talked with Brad Bodine and Robin Pemberton, actually just Monday, as recently as Monday this week, I asked them what their thoughts were on that, because there's been a lot of rumors going around, and I know a couple of the drivers, when they were doing the 220, 221, the drivers were getting a little concerned. Why 5 or 6 mile an hour difference doesn't matter? They weren't concerned at 215 and they were at 221, I don't know, but whatever. It's not me in the car with flying in there at that speed, but talking with NASCAR, they said absolutely not. No plates for the foreseeable future. That doesn't mean, I think they left open, you know, 2013 or on down the road if something were to change. But the reality is this too, guys, it's going to be a lot warmer when they come back in the summer. I mean, we had a beautiful week last week, no doubt, but the track temperature is going to be 30 to 40 degrees warmer. That's going to take a couple of miles an hour off for sure. Especially in the turns. And I want to say this for listeners who are freaking out, either pro or con, about the plate racing, if it ever were to come to MIS, and I don't think that it is. It's definitely not this year. But in talking with NASCAR and with all the drivers, the plate racing would be very different than what you see at Daytona and Talladega.
Sure.
Because our banking, only being 18 degrees, they would still never go flat out around the entire racetrack, so you would not have the pack racing like you see at Daytona and Talladega.
So are you using any of this hoopla that's going along with the extra speed and all that in the advertising and whatnot to draw people there? It's like Michigan International Speedway, a faster race or something like that. Have you guys, are you using that to your advantage?
Well, yeah, we are. I mean, we certainly feel pretty confident saying that we're going to become NASCAR's fastest track this summer. You know, Atlanta previously had that distinction. I think Texas was there for a while. 197, I think, at Atlanta, 196 maybe at Texas. Michigan was not far behind. Ryan Newman has a pole record speed of 194 here from, I think it was, oh, forgive me, early 2000s, 2004 or 5, somewhere in there maybe, but clearly, even with the warmer track temperatures in June and August, we're going to see well over 194. And I have a feeling Jeff Gordon's right, and it's going to be an average qualifying speed over 200.
Well, we talked about how excited you are about it, but from the point of view of marketing, how's that going to play out for you?
Well, I mean, people love speed, you know, and I go back to, and I told NASCAR, and I would talk to the drivers extensively about that second and ultimately third lane coming in. I said, I don't really care about the speed. Speed will sell tickets, but number of passes, a lot of lead changes, exciting racing is what will renew tickets. And we were very blessed with a couple of great races last year. And I think people also understand, you know, a 2 mile high-speed oval like we were even before, the speeds that we're seeing now, it's not going to be always every single year side-by-side photo finish. Now, I say that, and Brad Keselowski is on record publicly as saying the draft will come into play in the Nationwide Series race, the Alliance Truck Parts 250 this June. And he says, in his humble opinion, he thinks it may be the best NASCAR race of all three series of the entire year at any track.
Wow. I would guess you'd say that was pretty bold. So you think it, I'm sorry? Oh, I apologize. So you think it'll come into play there, but not on the actual Sprint Cup circuit?
Yeah, because the front ends of the Nationwide cars are so different. You know, they've gone ahead last year and introduced the new front ends there for the different manufacturers, much like you're going to see in 2013 for the Cup cars. So Brad was looking back at the race at Auto Club, the Nationwide race there a few weeks ago, which was fantastic race, and a lot of different lead changes and some very, very close racing, not just for the lead, but throughout the entire pack. And 2 mile high speed oval, even though it's not a restrictor plate, the way those new front ends are working on those Nationwide cars, it does lend to some drafting, particularly down the back stretch, but even a little bit the front stretch. And so Brad's point was, here you've got guys that are going to go way up top with this new asphalt, and the car is going to stick up top because we've got the variable banking, and they're going to get a run down the backstretch, and you may see a different leader every lap in the nationwide race or close to it. So he was pretty enthusiastic. That was his take on it, not mine as a promoter. I hope he's correct. So we'll see.
All right, Roger. I know you're a busy guy, and unfortunately our time's coming up too, but you and I were on a guest show or a guest on another talk show. And I had asked you then about who was replacing your jet dryer, and you said you were going to find out that week. And any word?
No. No. We got some money coming. I don't know where it's coming from. Maybe it's our tax refund or something. I don't know. But we do have some money coming. It is going to get replaced. And in fact, for anyone who's interested, it still is in Daytona. Hopefully it's going to make its way to the Hall of Fame down in Charlotte, the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Or if not, the Henry Ford Museum up here in Detroit is actually interested in it. Now that they've got Trevor Bayne's Daytona 500 winning car, we said maybe a jet dryer from Daytona would be a nice bookend. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully by June I'll be able to answer all your questions regarding who's paying for the jet dryer.
Well, all right, before we let you go, also one other question. You always do something really nice for the fans a couple weeks out. Do you got a lead on which driver you're going to bring to the Michigan area to help promote the June race?
Ryan Newman will be here for sure. Maybe some others, but Ryan's definitely going to be doing some stuff and details to follow on that. And I know he's going to be hanging out with some fans in advance. But we've actually got a lot of stuff planned on the race weekend as well. Our fan appreciation program will be in its fourth year, and giving away all kinds of great experiences to our fans. Plus, we just announced this week that Big and Rich will be doing a free concert for all of our fans Saturday night after the Nationwide Series race. So be sure and check that out. That's a really huge concert. That's a $30 ticket. You get what Brad Keselowski says may be the best race of the year, and a Big and Rich concert. So well worth the trip up to Michigan, I think.
We're definitely going to be there for that, Roger. As always, it's been great, man. And we'll definitely be talking to you as we get closer.
Well, let them tell them how to get tickets.
Me back.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we forgot to. Hey, Roger, let them know how they can get tickets if they're interested.
Well, yes. I mean, thank you for being a better promoter than I am. 1-800-354-1010 and mispeedway.com. And I'm on Twitter now.
Uh-oh.
You can follow me there, MIS Roger.
Sweet. Well, Roger, as always, thanks, man. We'll be talking to you, brother.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right, Roger Curtis, Michigan International Speedway, listening to
Speed Talk.
I'm Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway and a fellow race fan. There's only so much time and money to do the things you really love in life. That's why we're making sure your time at the track this summer is better than ever. MIS is dedicated to delivering exciting NASCAR racing and a great escape with friends and family. You've earned your fun this summer, and MIS is committed to making sure you get it. We'll see you at the track. Michigan International Speedway. It's your speed.
Welcome, sports fans. Host Tom Marquis and the Balance team are ready to break down the past week in sports. We bring you that perfect balance of news, commentary, scores, stats, and much more. So sit back and get ready. It's time for the Balance.
Hi, this is Travis Geisler, crew chief for Sam Hornish Jr. and the Mobile One Dodge, and you're listening to Speed Talk with Pete and Cliff.
Welcome back. Got Pete LaFuchsia, Kenny Barr, Cliff Tanner here, and it is time for our predictions. And yes, it's a crazy show, but we're going to do it fast. All right, last week was off, so we didn't have nothing to talk about. But Kenny and I did tie the week before, and I'm still barely
ahead. And I'm reigning champ for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Rub it in.
Cliff and I are looking at each other like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. It's still season. It's early. I mean, we're only at, what, number six for NASCAR and so on and so
something
on.
Something like that. But we're...
All right. We got
flip up the picks on your magic screen there, loser. We'll see who you got.
All right. Here
well,
we go.
We're on week nine of predictions.
Well, okay. It's a 36-week season plus. So.
Yeah, but also remember that was the duels and anyway. All right.
Well, but then we picked the NHRA a week before the NASCAR started. So
Sprint Car Texas, P. Pete?
I'm the winner. I get to say it last. You guys go first.
No, you didn't win last week. You were last.
We didn't have winners last
week. Or the week before.
Yeah, I was the winner. Right there, week 9. See? Pete had an average finish of 3.75.
All right, Kenny, it doesn't matter.
Not to me. I'll
yes,
pick
it does.
All right, I'm picking Jeff Gordon. This
and I'm going Tony Stewart.
Well, yeah, that's a decent pick, but you sure you're locked in now? You know,
yes, I am. I just said it.
We went on.
Oh, I was super waffling.
Camping World Truck Series Rockingham, Kenny.
Ron Hornaday.
Ty Dillon wins his first.
James Buescher is the winner.
Funny Car in Charlotte, 4 wide, and Kenny's going.
Force Racing continues their hot streak with Robert Height again.
All right, I'm going to go with our buddy Tasca, the third. He's coming.
Force Racing is going to win, but it's going to be Mike Neff.
All right, Top Fuel, Kenny.
Spencer Massey.
I'm going Schumacher, man. He's breaking it.
And I'm down with the Brown.
All right, IRL, the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach.
The guy with a really good-looking
Franchitti.
Actress wife. Yeah,
Franchitti.
That's a Dario Franchitti.
Keedy.
Yeah, whatever. The red
He's
car.
Married to the chick from Kentucky.
Well, Power wins two in a row.
No, he doesn't. It's going to be Rubens Barrichello. Is that how it's pronounced?
Barrichello.
You can't even pronounce it. How can you pick it?
Why do you think I had to type? Notice I got everybody else's last name.
Barrichello.
I put his full name.
And quickly, the last one. We're going to go with F1 in a Chinese Grand Prix. And Kenny?
Well, Vettel.
Vettel.
I was, you know, I usually stay with Vettel, too, because he is a safe bet. But I'm going to go with Alonso myself.
And Vettel's teammate Weber is the one who wins, in my opinion.
All right, there you have it.
Hello, this is Brandon Creasu, American rider at the Isle of Man TV. You're listening to Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete.
We're now joined by Scott Smith, the Senior Communications Coordinator for Lucas Oil and the NHRA. Scott, thanks for joining us. Wow.
It's good to talk to you guys this year.
We haven't had you on this year?
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I thought we had you on at the beginning of the NHRA season.
You might have. I've slept since then. How about that?
Now you got me worried. I'm like, we take care of our buddies, man.
No, we did it for the Gator Nationals, I believe.
No, that was 2 years ago.
Right.
No,
yeah.
But anyway, well, Scott, you got some stuff coming up at Lucas Oil. You know, what's going on down there?
Well, it's going to be another great season. We've had one event so far. We had one of our street legal tests and tunes and a slick tire test for a lot of our local racers. And that was all, you know, with the great weather we've had in central Indiana, it was a great way to let everybody get out there. And, you know, all the parts and pieces that they bolted onto their cars during the course of the winter, get out there, get a hit on the track. So the season has started, and definitely looking forward to a lot of great things.
Well, obviously you've lost. You know, we talked about it last year. You've lost some of the NASCAR stuff, but you got all kinds of stuff going on down there.
Oh yeah, very much so, and it kind of comes and goes. And well, that was, you know, we're still, you know, disappointed about what happened with those events. You know, the oval schedule is still great with. The midgets come in the night before the 500. You know, it's always one that, you know, like you talk to Cody and Tanner Swanson and all these midget guys that live here locally. You know, that's one they definitely want to win. And then as far as Speedfest, that's still going to be a great night. Two nights of racing. We're going to have midgets and Silver Crown on Thursday. And then on Friday will be the ARCA series and CRA. So they're going to, you know, the ARCA series, those guys put on a great show last year. They are a great addition to the schedule and are ready to come back bigger than better than ever this year. So it'll be a fun two nights of racing in Indiana.
Well, you know, Scott, we've always talked a lot to you about many different things, but something just dawned on me when you said all that. How do you find time to work with and promote Lucas Oil and at the same time work so big with NHRA? How do you do that, man?
Well, it's definitely you know, a balancing act, and a lot of my NHRA, you know, Lucas full throttle responsibilities is when, you know, the off season and when things aren't as busy, you know, during the course of the season, but, you know, making sure that, you know, that each side gets represented. I mean, Lucas Oil Raceway obviously is a you know, a pretty big and pretty historic facility. And then with the Full Throttle Series and NHRA drag racing, you know, that is obviously a busy schedule and one that, you know, definitely races across the country and keeps a lot of people busy and a lot of people entertained during the course of the summer.
So when do we get ready for the big one coming up in Labor, when Labor Day weekend? When do you start that?
We started that probably about a day after the one ended last year. Or even during, actually, probably. It's always, you know, there's so much planning and forethought, and we're working on an event that's going to take place on Monument Circle, a kind of a rebirth of the Fan Fest experience that used to take place on Monument Circle the past couple of years ago in downtown Indianapolis. We're working on that. With the inclusion of the Traxxas Nitro Shootout, which will be the top funny car and top fuel drivers battling out for a huge purse back at the U.S. Nationals, you know, like a separate race within a race. So getting all of that put together and all the planning and everything put together, it's a year-long day-to-day process.
Well, you know, let's talk a little about the NHRA a little bit, you know, since you do, you know, wear 17 hats for them. But, you know, we talked to Bob Task a little bit earlier, talking about the four-wide racing going on at Charlotte. I mean, it's a huge event, but talk about that a little bit. I mean, how is it any different getting prepared for that than it is any other race?
I think it's probably a yes and a no type situation. I mean, yes, it's a little bit different, but... you know, the NHRA has gone to great lengths to make sure that, you know, everything is, you know, as, trying to make it as normal for the drivers. Our drivers, probably more than a lot of others, are very much, you know, creatures of habit, and the crew chiefs especially want to make sure that a driver is doing the same thing each time they do the burnout, when they back up, when they get to stage the car, and when they launch. And you know, the NHRA, you know, done a lot to make sure that it's all the same, but I don't think you can ever replicate having, you know, four funny cars, four top fuelers all lined up next to each other, you know, getting ready to go, all that horsepower, all that noise, all that, you know, excitement and energy getting ready to go down a track. The four wides are definitely a something that's on the bucket list of many drag racing fans.
A quick question here, you know, bringing up to that, are you happy with where the NHRA is so far this year compared to last year?
Oh yeah, I think it's a great season so far. I think we've seen a lot of, you know, good competition and great battles. And in funny car, I mean, yeah, Robert Heights won the past three races, but you'll see over the course of the season that teams, you know, and it's in the same in all racing, teams just get on a hot streak. And, you know, his success right now in no means guarantees that he's going to be a champion in Pomona in November. And, you know, to see what he's been able to do, top fuel has been great. Morgan Lucas, I mean, one of the guys, and this isn't a Lucas Oil thing, but Morgan having such a kind of a rebirth right now with an event win and great qualifying. And that team's kind of been through a lot the past couple of years. Has been really neat to see. And Morgan's, you know, just such a laid-back guy and so easygoing. But that smile, I mean, you see him on a Thursday at the track when he's just getting ready, and that he can't get that smile off his face. So that's been really neat to see so far this year.
All right, Scott, I appreciate you joining us, and I know we're all on time constraints here. But real quick, with about a minute left, tell the folks how they can go to Lucas Oil and you know, see all the good events coming up and obviously get ready for the Nationals coming up there in Labor Day.
Yeah, definitely. LucasOilRaceway.com is our main, the track webpage, and that's got, you know, all the race updates and all the news and notes and everything that's going on. We've also got a Facebook page, Lucas Oil Raceway, and obviously on Twitter as well, at Lucas Oil Raceway. And, you know, those are all, you know, three great ways to get the word out and get everything going. And NHRA.com, probably NHRA Action. And our NHRA Facebook page is really big with, you know, giving good behind-the-scenes information and sneak peeks in these drivers' lives. So all those social media aspects are a great way to to get the word out.
Scott Smith, appreciate you joining us again, buddy. And as always, we'll be talking to you much more as the year goes along.
Good to talk to you guys as well.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it, buddy.
Great.
All right, Scott Smith from the NHRA and / Lucas Oil
Raceway.
Raceway Park.
I keep forgetting
about the park.
Get rid of the
park.
Tell me
what
hey, you're forgiving, Cliff. We're old, man.
Speed Talk.
In ancient times, hordes of people gathered to watch gladiators battle to achieve victory and honor. Some things never change. See the toughest competitors of the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series do battle at Kansas Speedway. Tickets for the STP 400 on April 22nd start at $59, and we have more seats for $99 or less than ever before. Bring your own cooler, and parking is free. For tickets, call 866-460-RACE or visit kansasspeedway.com.
The Air National Guard is a reserve component of the United States Air Force and serves alongside active duty Air Force members in times of a national crisis. With over 95 different career opportunities to choose from and 100% paid college tuition to any state-funded college, why not give us a call? Call 1-800-841-3103 or visit online at goang.com to find out more. The Air National Guard, guarding America, defending freedom.
Been like this for weeks.
You just need a new battery.
That should do it.
That did it!
Bring it in and we'll bring it to life.
You need anything else? Okay.
Find every battery for every need. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Need a battery? Visit your local Interstate All Battery Center today.
Yeah, listen up, junkies. This is Jesse James Dupree from Jackal and the reality show Full Throttle Saloon. You dialed right smack dab on top of Speed Talk with Cliff and Pete. Ha! Been too some but come on.
Welcome back. Got Pete LaFuchsia, Kenny Barr, Cliff Tanner coming at you. Wow, what a show that turned out to be.
We take a week off and we get overloaded.
Well, you know, that's what happens because usually when you take a week off, no matter where it is, every racing circuit at the same time besides the race.
And is it also the point that none of us really want to do a webisode tonight because we're tired, so we packed it all in? Well, normally we would have thrown one of them on there. Or whatever we're calling the webisode. Or
that will be changing. Be stay tuned, folks.
Apparently somebody owns the copyright on that.
Yeah, we got some announcements coming up.
Radio Speed Talk Plus or something.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pregnancy test thing.
All right, but anyway, we're missing our most important thing going on here. It is now Pete's favorite time of the show. It is...
Speed Talk Junkie! Speed Talk Junkie! Speed Talk Junkie!
Can you do that without dancing?
Of the week.
Wow. That's it. We got to get it.
Come on, we got 2 minutes. Fool a dancer. It's out of control.
We
man.
Now have Davinia Davis has been added to our list. She's out of Marion, Indiana, and she listens to one of our affiliates.
Yeah, ESPN there, which is that one.
WMR
860.
I'm pointing at the picture.
Wow.
Folks, I'm going to have to get a picture of our little wall, especially after we add, because we're going to announce a new affiliate next week.
Woo-hoo. Looking good.
Yes, yeah. We are.
Davinia, we're still growing.
Davinia Davis, thanks for listening, and welcome to our Junkie Hall of Fame. All right. Again, I want to thank Bob Taska III from the Funny Car Division of NHRA. Roger Curtis, president of Michigan International Speedway, came in and told
Joey
us a little
Chitwood's
bit about speed.
Evil nemesis.
Oh, man, let's not do this anymore.
I'm going to have fun. That's almost like a cartoon thing.
Scott Smith, the communications director for Lucas Oil and NHRA.
Lucas Oil Raceway. I don't think he works for Lucas Oil.
I know. Well, it's the state of Indiana. They keep changing it, so we're just going to call it Lucas Oil Raceway then, okay? I apologize. Thanks to those guys. Thanks to our staff, man. I'm telling you, Tom Wolf, Josh Brewer, Rod Tanner, Ken Allen, Tim Vaughn, and, of course, ourselves. You can check us out on the internet, radiospeedtalk.com. Twitter us at radiospeedtalk2. Become our friend on Facebook. Type in keyword Speed Talk. And we're on iTunes, Speed Talk, a production of Laughing Cliff Media. Copyright, April 2012. All rights reserved. For Kenny Barr, my co-host and partner in crime, Pete LaFuchsia, I'm Cliff Tanner. Remember, it has an engine and goes fast. You'll hear about it on Speed Talk.
Jump.
Later.
Owning a pet can be so rewarding, but challenging at times. Do you have to work and can't make it to the vet? Are you away from home for long periods at a time? Is there a new pet at home that needs attention? Are you out of pet food and can't get to the store? Does your yard need cleared of pet waste? Do you have a unique pet that needs special care? Are you going away and you don't want to send your pet to the unfamiliar surroundings of a kennel? If so, Terry's Indie Pet Service can help in all these situations. In addition, full-service grooming will be offered later this year. When you hire Tips, you can leave home and know that your pet is exercised, fed, watered, and given medication, all in the comfort of their own environment. There is no longer a need for your healthy animal to stay in an uncomfortable kennel. Tips can solve the challenges of pet ownership. If you want the most personalized care for your pet, then hire Terry's Indie Pet Service. Visit her on the web at HireTips.com. That's HireTips.com. Or call her at 317-410-3377. Tips, your pets can play while you're away.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located in 100 Gasoline Alley, Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Join us next week for The Balance. In the meantime, check us out on Twitter, T-Balance, or Facebook, The Balance, or online at www.thebalanceonline.com.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was going to say, son of a, didn't you?